Today from The Ohio Newsroom, Tracking Discrimination.
Support for The Ohio Newsroom comes from Cerity Partners. Cerity Partners' Cleveland-based wealth management practice is a neighbor offering objective advice with national strength and resources. Information available at CerityPartners.com/NPR. And from CASA. CASA volunteers are everyday Ohioans who advocate for thousands of children experiencing abuse or neglect, giving them a voice in court. Learn more at OhioCASA.org.
Today from The Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Erin Gottsacker. Ohio nearly topped the list of so-called anti-LGBTQ incidents in 2025. That's according to GLAAD, a nonprofit that advocates for inclusive representation and LGBTQ acceptance. It's been tracking expressions of hate toward the LGBTQ community since 2022. Sarah Moore is the lead researcher on that project. Hey, Sarah.
Hi, Erin. Thank you for having me.
So GLAAD calls these anti-LGBTQ incidents. Can you describe what exactly that means and how you go about tracking them?
Sure. So we track anti-LGBTQ incidents, which is a bit of a broader category than what you might see in a normal hate crime tracking report. And that's because we're trying to track different kinds of expressions of hate and extremism, things that, you know, might not be included in these hate crime reports in terms of harassment on the street, protests against LGBTQ events, as well as those violent assaults that, you know, would make it into a hate crimes report, but maybe don't because of state-level legislation that governs what would be included in hate crime designations. So we track all different forms of hate and harassment targeting LGBTQ people, from harassment, vandalism, assaults. And this year in particular, we actually saw over 1,000 anti-LGBTQ incidents all across the U.S. and 50 in Ohio specifically.
Wow. So how does that Ohio number compare to other states?
Ohio ranked fourth highest in terms of statewide incident totals. So what that means is that they are amongst the top five in terms of states that had the highest number of reported incidents.
Okay. And can you give us some examples of some of the anti-LGBTQ incidents that happened here last year?
Sure. So some of the things that we tracked were over a dozen propaganda drops by white supremacist organizations. What that means is that there are organizations like Patriot Front and White Lives Matter, groups that have a intense history of violence and harassment against LGBTQ populations, that are actually going out and spreading this hateful rhetoric in terms of flyers, in terms of pamphlets being distributed on lawns, in terms of, you know, sending letters to these various homes, basically spreading a kind of wide range of conspiratorial ideas that are upholding this idea of white supremacy that's core to their stated values.
Why do you think there were so many incidents like this in Ohio compared to other states?
I think when we're looking at the states that are in our top five, states like Ohio, but also states like Washington and California, these are states that have had traditionally quite strong support for LGBTQ communities. But right now, with what we're seeing in terms of the rollback of LGBTQ rights, and especially in trans rights, states that have had those protections historically enshrined are actually at the forefront of the number of incidents, because there are other organizations that have, you know, national or local chapters that are working within the state to push back on those rights.
What do you think is in store for 2026?
Based on the way that our numbers are going, I do think that we're going to see these numbers at the very least hold steady, unless we can have some kind of national reckoning on a acceptance of the LGBTQ rights that we've already established and the rights that we are looking to establish for our community.
That was Sarah Moore, the lead researcher on GLAAD's anti-LGBTQ extremism reporting tracker. Thanks, Sarah.
Thanks, Erin.
That's all today from The Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.